Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to another wonderful episode of NABWIC Talks. It's a wonderful Wednesday here at NABWIC Talks. As always, we are the voice of women in construction. We are excited. Wait a minute. Am I? Good morning. Welcome to another wonderful episode of NABWIC Talks. It's another wonderful Wednesday here at NABWIC Talks. As you know, we are the women. We are the voice of women in construction. We are excited, as always, for our guests today. We're going to be talking with Kelly Thorpe. She's the Chief Financial Officer with Commerce with Kelly out of Woodbridge, Virginia. I am Zakiya Flagg, one of your co-hosts here at NABWIC Talks. I am out of Union, New Jersey, representing Flag Labor, offering manpower on demand to general contractors and builders. Along with me in the studio, as always, is our rock star co-host and our esteemed studio members that we have every single week to keep this party going. We have Jackie Perry. She is a marketing chair here at NABWIC and the owner of Data Architect IT Consulting Company. We also have Mr. Gerald Barnes, our partner and consultant extraordinaire. Mr. Barnes has supported many business owners in achieving their goals and dreams. And we have Odedra Williams with us in the studio, as always. She will be our main host today, and she will have that conversation in just a bit with Ms. Kelly Thorpe. And Odedra Williams is a real estate developer and economic reporting manager. But as you guys know, I cannot go any further without introducing Ms. Ann McNeil. She is our leader. She is the powerhouse behind MCO Construction and the visionary founder of NABWIC. Ann's leadership and consistency has paved the way for countless women in the construction industry. Without further ado, good morning, Ms. Ann. Are you there, Ms. Ann?
Here am I. Am I here? Absolutely, 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 Zakiya. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. As my friend Les Brown likes to say, Lottie Dottie and everybody. I am excited today, but then again, I'm every day. But as the voice of Black women in the construction industry, I contend that we're not only the voice of Black women in this industry, I contend that we're the voice of the industry, because if you look behind every major organization, for the most part, in this industry, you will find one of us in the midst, if not at the head. And our special guest today, I'd like to suggest, is one of those individuals that will be representing many of our small businesses. You know, we are the head. But individuals like our guest today are normally the neck that turns the head. So when you stop and think about 2025 for many of us, what does that look like? Who's leading you? Who's holding you accountable? Who's supporting you in this industry? Connect with us as a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, either as a member, a sponsor, a strategic partner, an advertiser, or just a guest. I want to encourage everybody to please join us in January 2025 as we go to LA for our annual meeting. You can find the details on our website at NABWIC, that's NABWIC.org, NABWIC.org. And again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am, because I said so, I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses in this construction industry. So, Zakiya, let's get this party started.
All right, all right. There you have it. We are going to do just that. We are going to have an amazing conversation with Ms. Kelly Thorpe after we take a very short commercial break. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
My name is Victor Harris. I am a business development manager for CMTS, family-owned business and construction, and excited to be here as part of the NABWIC team. NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction, awesome, awesome group. Not just because of the work that they do helping minority women get their footing in the construction world, but because they open their doors to everybody. NABWIC was the first organization that I got a chance to come and talk to when I moved to South Florida. And they opened so many doors for me to be able to get to my first contract. And it didn't matter that I'm a medium-sized firm in an area that really focuses on small business. They're talking about being able to lift all businesses, all minorities, to be able to get to that next level. And I'm grateful and thankful for being in a room that is about lifting people up and helping people get to their best version of themselves.
All right, all right, all right. So without further ado, let me just share with our listeners a little bit about Ms. Thorpe. So Kelly is a self-made entrepreneur and voted by her peers as 2024's top 50 CFOs in the world. Let me read that part again. Kelly is a self-made entrepreneur and voted by her peers as 2024's top 50 chief financial officers in the world, awarded by On Conferences. She's been featured on prominent platforms like News Plus Orlando, providing strategies to service-based business owners, especially women, to achieve sustainable profitability without sacrificing work-life balance. Through her proven proficient acceleration methodology, she has helped clients five times their revenue in just 5 months. Kelly started from humble beginnings, overcoming challenges as a teen mom and first-generation college graduate. She climbed the corporate ladder to chief administrative officer before leveraging over 20 years corporate expertise and launching her multi-six-figure firm in 2020, providing success if possible without burnout. While COMAS with Kelly, KWK, offers full bookkeeping and accounting, what sets them apart is they work as chief financial officers to their CEO business owners. As their fractional CFO, we help they want to do in their business while achieving sustainable profit margins and long-term personal wealth. Their flat fee structure provides cost predictability and access to expert CFO guidance, all without the hefty C-suite salary. So we are in for a treat because we are about to hear from Kelly Thorpe, and she is going to share some of her secrets, tips, and tools as she talks with Ms. Odedra Williams. So without further ado, Odedra and Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Great. Thank you. So we are excited to have Kelly Thorpe with us today on NABWIC Talks. Kelly, how's your day going so far? I heard you just got back from a trip. How was that?
I did. So I finally was able to squeeze in a vacation, a solo vacation. I went to Jamaica for the first time. It was very nice. I try to practice what I preach to my clients and make some me time. So it was a nice reset. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. It's a little chilly here today, so I would love to be in the Jamaican sun, but we're so glad to have you with us today. And I just love the name of your company, Commas with Kelly. That's so creative because I imagine that you're creating commas and zeros for your clients. So tell us a little bit about how you got your start in that and what you'd like for us to know about your business.
Sure. No, thanks for asking. It is Commas with Kelly. We started out from, like I said, I'm an accidental entrepreneur. I loved the corporate America environment. I built great teams there. So when I started the firm, originally we were Assemblage LLC, and it was just a name. Assemblage meant a variety of things. That's literally the name of the word, a smorgasbord of things. So I was like, I don't know. This is just a consulting firm where I'm going to help people on the side, build their businesses, and then I'll pass them off to someone else inside of their company. And within 6 months, I'd replaced my then C-suite salary just doing consulting. And it quickly made me realize that there's a niche for what we call fractional. It's a new buzzword, which I'm sure we'll get into. But it's really more like part-time CFOs in small businesses. So it was an immediate thing I noticed is that small business owners go straight from bookkeeping support to tax planning. And they think CFOs are for large corporations, and there's no one helping them in the middle do something with those numbers and those strategies. And that's what CFOs do, is provide financial strategy. So that's it, and that was it in a nutshell. And it's been a blessing. We're coming up on year 5 full-time this February, so it's really been an awesome experience.
Well, it sounds like it. So one of the things that NABWIC is all about, Think Fearless Leader and McNeil, is just what you said, financial strategy. She talks about us looking into our personal lives, our business lives, our families' personal lives, and planning out and mapping out our financial future. So we know that she's excited to have you on, and we would love for you to consider becoming a member of NABWIC. We have so many women in our midst that would definitely be appreciative and gain some really good advice and be able to be supported by what you do with Thomas with Kelly.
Yes, I look forward to it. I am very familiar. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually doing a webinar for you guys and your members in a few weeks to talk more about the financial strategy space, but it's something I'm so passionate about, and in our communities, we definitely need to leverage the financial strategy between, like I was saying, in bookkeeping and tax planning. And I know for a fact in the construction industry, it's something that's very much necessary. And I think the biggest difference as well is, like you were talking about, the leveraging it between personal finances and the business financial side of it. And that's what's very different, is when you're helping a CEO in their business finances, oftentimes they don't realize that they merge together, because your personal life, especially when you're full-time in your business, it all kind of blends into your financial health overall. So it's important to have a CFO in your back pocket that focuses on your business but has your financial dreams, aspirations, knows your family, knows what those goals are. So as we're strategizing behind your business, it helps you in the personal realm of your financial obligations as well.
Definitely. So tell us what your ideal client, who is that? What does that look like for you? So that we'll make sure that our members are aware, as well as anyone else who's listening.
Yes. So usually our ideal clients are around the mid, at the low point in their business, they're usually around about $500,000 in gross revenue is where a good starting point for CFO strategy is. Usually the sweet spot is somewhere between $1 million and $2 million. And they're usually someone that has profitability in their business, but they are lacking cash flow insight. They have money in the bank, but they're like, I don't know what I can really afford to pay this new hire. Or I'm bidding on this project, and I really have no idea if the bid that I'm putting in is sufficient for the overhead cost that I'm going to incur before the first invoice even comes in for me to pay. So they lack cash flow insight, and they need help in that and to profit acceleration and increase those profit margins.
Okay. So when you say cash flow insight, could you dig a little bit deeper into what you mean by that? I have an idea, but I'd love to get a little bit more depth on that.
Yeah. So usually we understand our profit and loss statements from how much income we have coming in, how much expenses we have going out, and is our net income is the number at the bottom, black or red, and we want the number to be black. And usually when you look at your financial reports, that's the lens that most business owners are looking at it from. They typically, the in-between is where, especially in an industry where you have, and I'm not going to get too deep into the accounting aspects of it, but when you have an industry where you have a lot of cost of goods sold or even a lot of overhead, that's when it's very important to understand the story behind your numbers in that in-between. And cash flow insight is the prime part of understanding the day-to-day operational money you have in your business. So that's basically what it is. How much cash flow do I have flowing in and out of my business on a weekly basis so I can understand what I have to work with even before these invoices, or what's the timeline of when my clients typically pay me? Do I need to accelerate that? Am I able to stretch things out and when I can pay my vendors and things like that? So it really is diving into usually those granular pieces that the CEO doesn't want to be in because they didn't start their businesses to do the financial pieces of it typically. And that's what we take off their plate and give them all that information so they don't have to do it themselves.
That's great. So how do you find your clients? And then also, how can they find you?
Yeah, so typically we do a lot of talks on strategic profitability for organizations like NABWIC. So a lot of our clients find us at conferences and things like that within their niche of work. We are also on all social media platforms at Commas with Kelly, and that's Commas with a K. And at commaswithkelly.com. So we're kind of all over the place. I am very much in person. I'm in the DMV area, although it's funny because majority of our clients are not in the DMV area. So in 2024, I tried to be a little more strategic and do more talks within this area because I realized I was missing the energy of connection in person. So I have been very intentional in attending more in-person talks and things like that in the DMV, but also outside of the DMV to get that in-person connection with people as well.
That's awesome. So we're talking with Kelly Thorpe, who is the founder and CEO of Commas with Kelly, and she is the newest member of NABWIC. So we're super excited to have you to be a member starting today. And we're going to take a short commercial break, but before we do that, could you tell us what is a book that you have read or are reading that you think the listeners and all of the network members will benefit from?
Oh, gosh, man, that's a good question because I'm a self-help addict. So I always have a book in my repertoire that I start reading and I put it down and then I read like three books at a time. So I would say right now, it's probably The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma.
Okay, 5 a.m. Club by Robert Sharma. So we're going to take a really brief commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Kelly Thorpe.
Hi, my name is Camille Dominguez. I'm from HACS, and this has been a great year for us to be a member and a sponsor for NABWIC. It is truly an amazing organization to create connections and friendships that not only grow our personal development, but it also grows our professional careers, our businesses, etc. It's been a great organization. It's been an awesome year.
And we are back. This is Odeidra Williams, and we are live with Kelly Thorpe. This is NABWIC Talks, and she is going to be our member as of today. And we're super excited to have her. And we have a question from Ms. Ann McNeil.
Listen, oh my goodness. Listen, Robin Sharma, I have the book in my hand, The 5 a.m. Club, and it's one of my favorites. But my favorite for you today and my question for you is, have you read the book Profit First?
I have. And I chuckle because I probably have a little bit of a different insight than most people do about it.
That we can talk about it offline or online. Because before reading the book 20, 30, 40 years ago, I was in so much debt that I could not see my way out. Mm-hmm. And I read a book as a part of an organization called Better Investing. It used to be called the National Association of Investment Clubs. It talked about putting everything on automatic. And I started with just envelopes. I would do an envelope to save $20. I would do an envelope to invest $20. I would do an envelope for myself for $20. And I started doing that over almost 40 years ago, and then moving that envelope to a bank, a separate bank. And I just continued to do that. And then 30 years in, 20 years in, 10 years in, the numbers compound. And so from reading that book, Profit First, we can talk about it offline. It just resonated with a lot of things that I do before, that I was doing before reading the book. So I'm just excited to hear your story, but I just wanted to come on and just share and ask that question if you'd read the book, so we can talk about it on the podcast now. We can talk about it later. Thank you.
No, I thank you for bringing that up, and I would like to quickly say something about that. It's like ordained that we're having this conversation right now, because a part of my story as well is I was not raised from a financially savvy family. I didn't learn finances growing up. So I did the very same thing and screwed up all my money. My credit was jacked. I got my first credit card in 11th grade. I don't know how the heck that happened, but I maxed it out within an hour at the mall and ended up paying probably, if not more than three times back. But I started out recovering from those bad financial decisions with the cash envelope method. I used to keep envelopes, and I would label them gas, groceries, spending money, and I would put my cash in there when I got paid. And once the envelope was empty, I had to figure it out. And that was how I recovered from my debt as well. So it's funny about this Profit First book and it coming out years later, and we were doing this, just as you mentioned, 20, 30 years ago. I'm not sure if you guys can still hear me, but I cannot hear you.
I can hear you now. I'm not sure what happened. We can hear you now.
Sorry. Yeah, I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But you were talking about, the last thing you were saying is that you did the cash method in the envelope about 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I'm glad you caught all that. Yeah, so I think it's funny that Profit First comes out that many years later, but I do, and maybe we'll get more into this when I do the webinar, but it's the method works awesome for personal financial management, but it actually makes most CFOs and accountants cringe because it's a very, very meticulous method to try to do in your business accounting management.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Ann, did you want to continue with the conversation?
To the workshop? I want to just encourage everybody who's listening to connect with us, because these are the kinds of processes that we discuss in helping to elevate our members in their small businesses to go to the next level, but also in their lives, because just because we are small does not mean we have to think small. And for many of us, we can get confused that our personal business is our life, and that our life is our business. And that's the same with our finances. So I'm glad that she said what she said about the impact of understanding what works best in your personal life and what works best in your business, and having a fractional CFO like our guest to be there to support you and also keep you out of trouble. I could tell people my unofficial partners early in my business career was the IRS and workers' comp. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to those of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That was a very interesting dialogue because we know that Ms. Ann is the master wealth builder. And we're talking to Kelly Thorpe, who is a fractional CFO, and she helps businesses and people to manage their wealth. So, Kelly, could you tell us a little bit about what is the favorite part of what you do for you? What gives you the most joy in working with your clients?
Making them feel comfortable talking about their money. Usually when people come, the first thing they say in the discovery call with me is, don't judge me, but I have no idea what's next in my business as it pertains to my money. I know I have money coming in. I know how much I want to make. But as it pertains to 5 years from now, I really have not mapped that out. And I tell them it's a no judgment free zone. And I love the fact that they come with money but don't know what to do with it, because those are my best clients. They are the ones who are the best listeners. They are eager to get the strategies in place and get that tailor-made roadmap so they can have that 5-year, 10-year, and the exit strategy and actually implement. And that's how we're able to see our clients. People are always like, you should say you guarantee this service. I hate that word. I don't guarantee anything, because it's an overused, it really is overused term, especially in the small business world. But we have seen at least clients 3x the ROI in our service within the first 3 months. And it is because we're able to get them back into what they started their businesses for, the things they love and they want to do in their business. And when you have a roadmap that's bite-sized goals in place and able to accomplish it, I absolutely love meeting with them every month and just see them blossom. And they actually don't even realize, they start talking more about the finances in our monthly meetings. And that is the best part for me. It's not even the actual numbers piece of it per se. It's more hearing their stories. It's kind of a backdoor way of strategically giving them the finances without making it boring and pulling up the P&L and just going line by line. While we do that, they're more eager to understand it, and that's what I love most.
That is impressive. You said that within a few months you're able to get a 3x return on their ROI for them investing with your company. That is super impressive. So if you are a business owner who is looking at your finances and probably not wanting to and trying to figure out what is going on, but you're making the money, but you're just not quite sure what to do, and you know that you need more than just tax strategy, and you need to reach out to commaswithkelly.com. Is that the right website for you? Because
yep,
your future website?
Yes.
Okay, commaswithkelly.com. Awesome. And it's K-E-L-L-E, right?
Yep. It's K-O-M-M-A-S with K-E-L-L-E.com.
Right. So commas with a K with Kelly, K-E-L-L-E.com. So we appreciate you being with us today. So could you tell us a little bit about what's next for you? What's on the horizon for you? I know you just got back from Jamaica, which was good for you to relax and unwind, but what's some things that you're excited about coming up?
I am excited about my 2025 planning session. So our team works all over the country, and we are all getting together in person this Thursday to talk 2025 strategy. And I'm looking forward to not just doing that for my own business, but doing that for our clients. And this is a busy year, busy time of year for us. We onboard a lot of clients at year end. It's usually the clients that came at the beginning of the middle of the year that thought they weren't ready or couldn't afford the services, and now they're strategically interested in jumping in and head first and having a strategy for the beginning of the year. So I'm looking forward to that. And I have a couple of speaking engagements. If you follow us on all social media platforms, a lot of them are virtual. As you can probably tell, I'm very passionate about talking profitability and small business ownership, and that's usually what our talks are about, and that's the best place for us to be in our sweet spot. So that's a little bit of what we have coming up.
Okay, fantastic. And you have podcasts too, right? What is your podcast about?
I do. It's Commas with Kelly on Spotify and Apple. It is about helping business owners get those cash flow insights and strategic tips in their business. And also, we enjoy partnering with people that align with our business owners' needs. So wealth strategists, wealth advisors, business attorneys. So we have guests that come on. Another thing that we didn't get talking about is CFO strategy also includes the partnership. So a lot of business owners not only don't meet with a CFO, but they don't meet with their wealth advisors either as often as they should. And we're able to partner with their wealth advisors, meet with them for them through the confidentiality agreements that they'll have to sign, though, and help build the strategies on the back end and guide them in that way. So when they meet, they don't have to have five meetings a year. They can have maybe one or two. So that's things that we talk about on the podcast. So if you can follow us over there, too. It just launched in August. I have a ton of content I need to make time to actually put out there. But follow us, and you'll start to get those messages of when all of the episodes are posted.
Okay, fantastic. We love that for you. So is there anything else that you'd like to add? Do you have any parting thoughts that you'd like to share with us before we wrap up?
Yes, well, first of all, I want to thank NABWIC for having me. It's been an awesome conversation and a blessing to join you guys. And I want everyone that's listening to know that you need financial strategy. It's not for Fortune 500 companies. CFOs were in place long before they got to Fortune 50 or Fortune 500. So there's nothing wrong with just sitting down, having a free consultation, even if it's not with me for fractional CFO services. Find someone that fits what you need, your niche, your personality, and that you feel comfortable with, but don't be afraid because they should make you feel comfortable in having that conversation so you can have better cost predictability in your business.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah,
thanks again for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have enjoyed talking with you, and I know Ms. Ann is just super excited because everything that you talked about is everything she loves. So this has been NABWIC Talks, and I'm one of your hosts, Odedra Williams, and we have the rest of our co-hosts in the studio with us. We have enjoyed speaking with Kelly Thorpe, who is the CEO of Commas with Kelly. She is a fractional fractional CFO. And we would love for you to reach out to her at commaswithkelly.com, and that's commas with a K and Kelly, K-E-L-L-E, if your business is in need of some financial support. Again, we are here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 with NABWIC Talks. You can follow us on social media and also go to our website, nabwic.org, N-A-B-W-I-C.org, to learn about membership. And we're super excited to have Kelly to be a new member. So we will see you next week, and thank you so much for joining us. This has been NABWIC Talks.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.